There was a rider there, I tell him. Someone who ran away before you arrived. She must have unlocked it from the outside. Who? He halts, taking my elbow gently and turning me toward him. I shake my head. There's no way he'll believe me. I barely believe it myself. At some point, you and I are going to have to start trusting each other, Sorengail. The rest of our lives depend on it. Furry swims in Zayden's eyes. Now tell me who.
Hello, bookworms.
And book nerds.
My name's Elena.
And I'm Nat.
And today, we're going to be doing The Fourth Wing, chapter 16 through 20.
Yes, I take the rain.
So, honestly, I feel like these five chapters, not really anything crazy happened because she got her dragon and now she's trying to learn how to ride, and that's pretty much it. Not really crazy, but you know me, I always write some notes.
You always find something.
I find something.
She's like, N-n-n-n-n-n-n-n-n-n-n.
So I think chapter 16 and 17 are actually... The only one that I could not write anything was there was just not anything going on. So we're just going to start with chapter 16. Let's see. Okay, so this is where I think she gets the dragon or whatever, and she's meeting everybody, like who passed and who didn't and stuff.
Okay. Isn't this where Dane kisses her or something like that?
I don't know. I don't think it's chapter 16. I think it's chapter 17, but yes, this is where he, like, kisses her. But I was always curious why, like, where was Dane? Because, you know, the second years and up could, like, spectate, right? So Zayden was there with his dragon.
But was he supposed to be there? I thought he wasn't supposed to be there.
I thought you were allowed to, but you can't interfere.
Oh, yes.
You can't interfere, but you can, like, spectate. So Zayden was there spectating, and that's why he, like, saw what was happening with Violet.
Maybe Dane didn't do it because he knew that, like, he would try to intervene with her.
But would he, though?
I don't think
he would. He even said in the book that he wouldn't intervene.
I don't think he wouldn't.
Yeah.
He probably didn't want to see her die.
Yeah, because he thinks she's so weak.
Freaking sucker.
Yeah.
She ain't weak.
But Zayden was watching over her, but who really knows? Because why? If he was... You would think Dane would be there checking on her as well, but he, I guess, is a bitch ass, a little pussy.
He is. I'm glad you're on the same boat. She was Team Dane for a while.
I just feel like there's something going on with Dane, and I feel like he's just being manipulated, and I'm hoping that...
You'll be Team Dane again.
He'll come back. Okay, so see?
Yeah.
I have this feeling with him that he's just being led by his dad. And that's why he is who he is. But I do think he is good at heart. He's just having some rough patches and everyone hates him right now. But I see you, Dane, and I know you're going through something. I believe in you.
Let's be honest. Elena just loves the nerds. And she's not the biggest fan of, like, the badass. Not the badasses, but, like, you know, the...
I like bad boys.
Like, the, yeah, but you're full... If you have to pick a bad boy between, like... a nerd, yeah, she will go nerd.
Like, if I have two guys standing in front of me right now and one was a bad boy and one was a nerd, I'd be like, hello, nerd.
Yeah, that's her taste. That's why she's like, please, Dane, do better.
So in this chapter, Dane hugs her and then holds her hand.
Oh.
Oh. Another touch there. And I said, no one can kill Violet without killing Zayden. So it works out now because everyone's going to be protecting her. Whereas in the first half, everyone's trying to kill her.
Yeah, what are those people called? Like the kids?
The traitor's kids.
The traitor's kids. Like now they can't touch her. Right. While before, like, they all wanted to like kill her.
Mm-hmm, because Zayden is pretty much their leader. And if they fuck her up, well, that's not very good for them.
Yeah.
He'll die.
Because he's, like, their leader. Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy, though, that if Violet dies, Zayden will die.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how are they that connected? Just
because their dragons are mates. Yeah, because their dragons are mates. But so, like, if why? One of... Because if the male dragon dies, then his mate dies. And then if the dragon it's dies, like the... Effect. Yeah, so the dragon dies, then...
Just wild.
Yeah. It's basically, it's all the dragons. So, like, if one of the dragons dies because of the rider... Because, you know, the rider can die. Like, mm-hmm. if they're not mated, the rider can die and the dragon will keep living.
Right.
But if the dragon dies, then the rider dies. And since they're mated, and, like, if one dies, the other one dies, then both Zayden and her would, and Violet will.
I had a thought, though. So, you know, when Violet was in the forest or whatever, and she was trying to help the golden dragon, the little one.
Ardernon.
I feel like, to me, I don't know, because it says that Sigale is the one that called for Taryn. But I feel like Zayden maybe had a play in it, where he was spectating and was like, oh, no, save her. Sigale, get Taryn over here. If he
maybe.
Had a part in that.
Maybe, maybe not.
Because we're on the same route. Well, I don't know how you feel now because you read the second book. But where we think this is all an act of Zayden. If he is acting like he hates her, but really doesn't because he knows that the brother is alive and yada, yada, yada. So you can't really say it. But that is where my viewpoint is. I think this is all an act. So that's why I feel like Zayden is the one that called for backup to help Violet. That is giving me a very strange face. You can't say it. I said, also, it's interesting that Dane states he wouldn't have broken the rules to help Violet. But all this time in the book, he's constantly trying to help Violet so she doesn't die. But his actions aren't pointing to him wanting to save her. So it's just weird. He's so about all these rules. But if you really, really love her... And that's your best friend, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes rules are meant to be broken.
True.
Yeah, there's effects on breaking breaking rules. But at the end of the day, would you be happy with yourself if you sat in the back lines and watched Violet die? Or would you be happy that you saved her
exactly.
and then you went to jail or something?
Yeah.
You know?
I think he's just not mature enough or not thinking... Yeah. Wisely enough.
That's what I'm saying. I think he's just being manipulated into.
Yeah. This is why I think that you might like. I don't think you're gonna love the second book, but I think you might like the second book just because
it answers a lot.
It answers all your questions.
Yeah. Page 188. Zayden says, "Each time a dragon chooses a rider, that bond is stronger than the last." Which means that if you die violence, it sets off the chain of events that potentially end with me dying too. So Zayden and Violet have already strong dragons. And now that, you know, every time that they bond, it's going to be even stronger. So my hypothesis is, again, Zayden has another power. Because there's even in these chapters, these five chapters, he says something to Violet. Oh, when the golden dragon stopped time. He said something to her. I may get to it later, but he was basically like, don't tell anyone. It's best to have this power a secret than letting people know because you can put it in your back pocket or something. And she was like, oh, you're just wanting to know this because you can use me later on. But I don't think that's the case. I think he's hiding something for sure. Matt is looking at me, so I feel like I'm on the right track. I really do. I really do. He has to have another power. What if the shadows is his side power and the one he's hiding is actually like OP and like insane?
I feel like if you really think about it, if you really, really think about it, you know what it is. Like, if you really, really think about it, you know what it is.
Does he have wings? Can he fly?
No, none of them can have wings.
Oh, fuck. I was like, another wing daddy.
Can we talk about it really quick?
I don't want to be spoiled, and I don't think our viewers want to be spoiled.
Can you cut it out?
I don't want to know.
Okay. What is OP?
What if he can read people's minds?
What is OP?
Like, it means, it means like, super powerful.
Oh, okay.
Overpowered. That's what OP means. Overpowered. Can you read people's minds? Because in this book, someone could read people's minds.
But they have to be
and
killed.
And they killed him on the spot. And Zayden went to Violet and was like, think of something. Do the rules in your head. And she was like, what? She's like, if you don't think of something right now, your secrets are going to be out right now. And she's like, okay, thinking about rules. So why would he tell her to do that? Dude, am I right? Oh, shit. Well, I don't want to spoil you guys. So this is just a hypothesis. Just letting you know.
Just a hypothesis. Just a hypothesis.
I feel like this author does a lot of that. Of she foreshadowing, I guess.
Yeah, she does a bunch of foreshadowing.
So, man, I'm smart.
I told you. I was like, you can figure it out. If you just really think about it.
Dude, so he know. Wait, hold on.
We're
back in.
Back in.
Didn't want you guys to get spoiled, so yeah. I just want to say that I love this whole tattoo mark thing that the dragons do.
Yeah.
I find it interesting, though, that some have small and then some are huge.
I think the ones with the highest power have bigger ones.
That's what I was going to say. Is it have something to do with power? And oh, and then Dane cups her face while telling her congratulations to getting both dragons. And then he did kiss her in chapter 16.
Yeah. But I feel like at that time, she didn't really know that much information. Not like anything crazy crucial.
She knew about the
meetup.
Kids and stuff.
Yeah, but I don't think anything super crucial she knew. Because he touched her face after that too.
Yeah. Okay. So now Violet in chapter 17 is trying to learn how to ride Taryn, or however Taryn. You say his name.
I say Taryn.
And she tells him, if you keep holding me like this, your energy will go into keeping me on instead of channeling
with bullshit,
power
bro.
For battle. And then he said, it's a minuscule amount of my power.
Yeah, he's so like super fucking strong.
Yeah, so that's why again,
she's I think she just doesn't understand how strong her dragon is.
And I think this is what makes me not really like her as a character, is because I get it. You want to be badass because you're already weak and you don't want to feel more weak and yada, yada, yada. But like, dude, he's a badass dragon. He's the biggest of them all. He's the strongest of them all. If he wants to protect you and keep you on the fucking his back, take it. Take it. You won't look like a fucking crazy person. I don't know. That's just
There's
my...
There's only one dragon that's more than him.
Okay,
which
but
is
the
generals.
Right.
But I think either way, Taryn's more... more dragons are scared of Taryn than that one. Just because Taryn's literally like a crazy badass.
Yeah. And that's just my issue. I know a lot of people don't think the same as I do, but I just hate that. I hate that part where
you also love damsels in distress. I think that's one of the things that you're like really into damsel in distress.
I don't know.
And she's not one.
I don't really think it's damsel in distress. I think it's okay for people to accept help once in a while. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to see people not accept help. I think that's my issue. It's like, dude,
I'm getting really away from the mic. I think I relate more to her because I don't like asking for help.
But like, you're riding a dragon.
Well, in the end, they do get that saddle thing, you know.
No, but even that, it's I just know like, you gotta put it on him and then take it off. And like, when you're in battle, you're not gonna be like, hold on, let me go get my saddle. Like, let me go put it on him. Like, no.
Yes.
Well, like, okay. For example, if I have a kid and my kid calls me and is like, I think I just got a date rape drug. I am about to pass out. I'm at this
place. Yeah, but those are two different situations. So like, back then, because this is kind of like in the sense of this is war. You get me?
Yeah, I want to go.
No, but you have to understand that back then, war was like we're riding horses to you.
I know.
We're flying from far away distance.
A horse, you just go, boop.
Yeah, but
a dragon is like, let me get over here. Like,
well, in the end, I think Taryn's the one that puts it on himself.
Okay, but still, I just don't like it.
It's fine.
We can move on.
Yes, we can move on.
I just hate it. Oh, here's another one. Dane touched her face after writing. He tells Violet that the kiss should have never happened after touching her face. So was he kind of like got the vibes that she really didn't like it? Says it's because it's frowned upon to have a physical relationship with anyone in chain of command. And he always follows the rules. So this is the first time Violet loses respect for Dane.
Yeah.
She thinks she's like, oh, I thought you...
Which is crazy because Dane's power is another one that can get him killed.
Yeah, but I think that's why he's being manipulated by his dad, because of his power. And yeah. But she thought he denied hers because they were on the same page of, let's say, friends. But it was more of, because I'm in chain of command and I want to get higher and I can't do that with you as a in a relationship. It's just like, dude.
He's so much of a goody two shoes. He takes it too far.
Yeah, too far. And I think it has to do with his dad. He doesn't want to disappoint his dad. And
for me, it was like once she told him by like the third time that she didn't want to go back to the scribe. That's when I got like turned off by him. Because I'm just like, she already told you not once, not twice.
Yeah.
But three times. Let it go, dude.
I know.
Like, just let it go. It's not your life. Like, yes, she might be your best friend, but she's not your girl. Yeah. She's not your family. Let it go.
And I do think he really does love and care for her. He's just showing it really shitty.
Yeah.
Really
and I think shitty. That he loves her. I don't think he loves her in the sense of, like, a girl. Like, a girlfriend. I think he loves her in the sense of, like, a family member.
Yeah.
Because, like, he... just want, like, because if you, like, in my mind, a family member, like, I want to take care of them all at times. You but if it's, like, a relationship, I'm like, I trust you.
Yeah.
You get me? Like, you do what you think is right.
Right.
And I will support you. Well, if it's my family, like, if it's, like, my sister or my brother, I'll be like, no, no. I don't care what you think. Yeah. You ain't doing that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. He just has a lot of growing up to do, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. They are young, so.
Yeah, I think they're like 20, 21.
Yeah.
Or maybe even younger.
He'll have a lot of growth at that age.
Yeah.
So maybe, I mean, this is going to be like, what, 5 books? He's gonna grow. That's my hope for, anyway.
That makes me sad that it's going to be 5 books.
Sad?
Yeah.
You want more?
No, I don't think it should be that long.
Oh,
I don't think it's going to be such an extended long story.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be a lot of filler.
Yeah.
Like, okay, anyways. Chapter 18 is when she is in the library and sees her friend. And she asks her for the book, The Fables of the Baron. And she had no idea. The scribe never heard of it. She didn't even know what a wyvern is. I don't know if I'm saying that right. But I find that interesting.
I called it Wyrn.
Irvin? I don't freaking know. But the archive is supposed to have a copy of almost every book, and they don't have that. And the scribe,
I think that's bull.
But the scribe doesn't even know what that is, never heard of it. So it's like, And she had a copy because I think her dad, right?
So the fact that her dad had a copy and he was a scribe there, I think it's just like how in the writer's quadrant, how the upper higher are hiding things. I think it's the same thing with the scribe quadrant. I think that the higher chain people are hiding, like, the really old books, or they're getting rid of it, they're burning it, they're doing whatever they have. Because in the end, like, they control history.
Well, you know that they're hiding things because the scribe even told Violet, oh, this is for your professor. And she read it and she was like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
And they're hiding stuff from them. And then what else? Oh, Violet... I also find this interesting. She had a nightmare, I guess, or a dream of her dad telling her, where Violet was telling her dad, oh, I may want to be a writer like my brother and sister, or my sister and mom, or whatever the heck. And the dad told her, well, that's not in the cards for you, which is interesting. So maybe, did he want her to be a scribe?
He wanted her to be a scribe.
Wanted her to figure out all this information because he was trying to figure stuff out, right? He was like doing research on his own and trying to be kind of like a little spy. So maybe he wanted her to kind of take after him and get all this shit figured out.
Yeah.
She's smart. And I think he knew that.
Yeah. I just think that because in the end, like, the scribes are the ones that control the information and the history and all that stuff. So I think that they're just, I think they know and they're just hiding it.
Another thing is when she talked to Liam, she didn't know that they killed his dad or something like that because it wasn't in the...
In the log or whatever.
The log, yeah. And she's like, wait, that's not in the log though. And he's like, well, why would you see that? Yada, yada, yada. But he told her that they came to his house and killed him in front of him. And she felt really bad after that because, you know, it wasn't in the log. And she's starting to find out things that
Yeah, she's starting to find out that the scribe is, they're just as bad as the writer quadrant.
And she even tells him, she's like, well, you don't have to be a writer because they were talking about his sister. Oh, she could be a scribe or whatever. And he's like, no, that's, it's in the...
Like the rule that they made that all the traitor kids have to be writers, yeah.
Yeah, crazy. Taryn really doesn't like Dane. I said, did he do anything to him that caused his dislike? Is it because of Zayden? Zayden's telling Sigail and Sigail tells
That Dane doesn't like Zayden? What was the question again?
Taryn, her dragon, really doesn't like Dane. Because when Dane tries to talk to Violet in front of her dragon, he said, you tell him word per word. I will light him on fire.
Yeah, I think it's because the dragons are territorial. Mm-hmm. And then Taryn's always like reassuring like Violet that he picked her because she is super smart and he sees her being a badass.
Yeah.
You get me? And Dane is trying to take that away from her. Yeah. You know, and he's like, no, that's my child.
I like you that can't. She snapped back at him. She says,
she's getting a backbone.
Yeah, Violet tells Dane, this place cuts away the bullshit and the niceties, revealing whoever you are at your core. Isn't that what you said to me? Is this who you really are at your core? Someone so enamored with rules, they don't know when to bend or break them. For someone he cares about someone so focused on the least I'm capable of doing, he can't believe I can do so much more. Like, dang, she went in.
She did. She's over it.
Yeah. It's like, you told me this place does this, and this is what you're showing me. This is your character. Like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Over it. Yeah. And then the person dies because he could read people's thoughts, which is interesting because that would be, like, super useful, right? If they get the enemy...
Yeah, but at the same time, the higher, you know, in every situation, like in every, even in real life, the higher ups are always, there's always going to be bad people manipulating people, you know, and
you
they
think
don't.
They would like take him and chain him up or something and use him. Because I mean, if they're already evil, why not do evil things where they take this guy?
Yeah, but they're not going to want them to know that, you know?
Yeah. But the professor just was like...
Yeah, that's sad.
Also, 7 people try to come into Violet's room to kill her in her sleep. Like, I'm sorry, 7?
I know.
Usually with an assassination, it's like, okay, one. Maybe let's go. Or like one person.
Yeah, it's usually 1 or 2 people.
Yeah, 7? That is so weird because first off, Did whoever really kills think? Violet is wanting to get the dragon, right? So why is there so many people in there?
I think... That made me laugh so hard because what's his name? The big guy.
Yeah.
Whatever. The big guy, like, he thinks that she's so weak, but then he recruits 7 people.
That's what I'm saying. It's just like, so weird.
And she defends her own.
Strange. Well, she almost died.
She almost died, but she did pretty good.
And then Satan came in and killed everybody.
Yeah.
But it's so weird. So weird. Why 7? Crazy. And then 19, there was literally nothing I could pick out of that. So chapter 20, Liam is introduced. So sad when I saw him. I was like, oh, dang, so sad. I said, I like how Zayden is the boss of all the kids of traitors. It's obviously because he's the oldest of all the traitors. And he has that responsibility, I guess. But people just listen to him. So Liam, Zayden told Liam, like, hey, you're going to be her bodyguard. He's like, okay, yeah, that's how it is. I said, it doesn't quite make sense that Dane is really worried about Violet being hurt. But then when he hears that Amber is the one that opened her door for six people to try to kill her in her sleep, Dane doesn't believe it. Doesn't believe her, but believes Amber.
Say that again. So, the girl, Dane's girlfriend.
To your neck? And she's like, I'll tell you later. And then finds out Zayden believed her, went up to the podium and was like, hey, we're about to execute somebody because you...
It was Amber was Dane's ex-girlfriend
and
or whatever.
Then, so Amber comes up and she's like, I didn't do that. And then Dane's like, Violet, say something. She didn't do that. See, she wouldn't lie. And so, like, so she wouldn't lie, but you're saying Violet did?
Yeah.
It's just crazy. So Violet's supposed to be this person that you love.
Yeah, that you're protecting.
Best friend. And here is yet again, you don't want to protect her. You're protecting this other girl that you know for, what, 2 years? What?
I know. Wild.
It's just so backwards.
It really is.
And I don't think he realizes it. It gets me mad.
It's like, you'd rather pick... You know, good P-U-S-S-Y over your best friend.
It just, he doesn't.
I feel like that was the true slap in the face Violet was like, I can't, like, our relationship ends here.
It just doesn't make sense. It's really weird. I don't think.
And wasn't that when he was like, let me see, let me see.
Yeah, he's like, let me touch your face. She's like, do not touch me. If you touch me, I'm going to beat the fuck out of you. And he was like, whoa.
Yeah.
What? And I think this is his turning point of seeing, finally seeing Violet in a different light.
Yeah.
He's like, oh. Okay.
And I feel like that's when she was like, you can't trust me. You get me? Like, for you to trust me, you have to touch me and to actually see if it's real.
Yeah.
You know, like, wow. You like, that's why I was like, the relationship ended there because he couldn't. Yeah. He can't even trust her words.
Right.
You know?
Right. You couldn't. Whereas Zayden.
Trust her.
Who is supposed to hate her. She said one thing to him and he's like, yep, got it. Mm-hmm. Believe you. And that was it. He didn't even tell her that he believed her. She was worried.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. We'll just keep going. The camera shut off. I'm sorry, guys. But we're almost done. But yeah, she said one thing and he just took it and that's it. There was no conversation about it or like, are you sure that's who you saw? What happened? You know, he just took what she said and was like, okay.
Yeah.
And did something about it. Not only did he take what she said, but he did something about it. There was no, oh, do you want me to do something about it? Do you want me
no.
to like, no. He's like.
Because he's a leader. That's how leaders are, you know?
Yeah. But just crazy. That just made me sad.
I know. It was really sad. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, you know, you can't... For me, it was sad in a sense, like, you can't even trust her, dude. Like, you literally, like, can't trust somebody you've known your entire life.
It makes me wonder, is his dad saying something to him about Violet? Is it... Like, what is
I just think he's
on?
Easily manipulated.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I wish I knew what was going on, though.
Yeah.
In hindsight, like... I don't know. Maybe if his dad wasn't so high up, he would have died. Like, they would have killed him. And so maybe he's just so fucking nervous to step outside the line.
I'm going to stay quiet.
That's my thought.
I love that everything you ask is going to be answered in the next book.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll see. But yeah, that's it, guys. I hope you still like this. I know it's only 5 chapters per, but I didn't want to make it too long. You know, I just wanted to be like a nice little listen. Let me know if you're rereading Fourth Wing or if you moved on to Iron Flame. And what can I call it?
Alrighty.
Goodbye, bookworms.
And book nerds.
And we'll see you on the next
odd page.